getting it real good. Look at this. Let's see. Now, I need for tonight my Bible, right? The B-I-B-L. And what's the last letter?
E.
That's right. All right. I want you to look at your hands for a moment, okay? Palms up. Look at your hands. Look at them very carefully. At the very end of your fingers, you have these things called fingertips. Yes, but fingerprints. Do you see them? Fingerprints. It's hard to see. Do you see those little lines there? You see the lines? Sometimes they form an arch. Sometimes they form a loop. A loop. And sometimes they form a little swirl. You see them? It's very hard to see. But there's lines there. There's lines there. The fingerprints. And these fingertips, fingerprints, they're unique just to you. In fact, there's no one in the world that has the same fingerprints that you have. No one in the world. Just you. Just you. And fingerprints are a good reminder to us, to all of us, that there is only one like you. Just one. It means that there is only one like you. It means that you're special. You're pretty unique. There's no one like you. No one like you. And over the last couple of weeks, if you remember, we have been learning about Jesus. You know what? There's no one like him. There's no one like him. No one like him. No one. But there is only one true God. I want to remind us about what we learned. Can I get a volunteer from this side? What's your name? Carson, come on up, bud. We learned Jesus is man. I want you to hold this first. Can you do that? Yeah. You don't have to read it. You just have to hang there and just smile for everyone, all right? Jesus is man. You remember this verse? The Bible tells us the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's right. Jesus left heaven and glory and became flesh. And he was born in, what is this? A manger trough. Manger, right? He was born in a manger. And at Christmas, we celebrated his birth. We celebrate the fact that Jesus entered our world as a babe, and he was born in a manger. That's right. Carson, you're doing great, buddy. Keep that smile up, though, okay? There we go. Good. Good job. You remember the shepherds? Were there, they staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by what? By night. That's right. And do you remember who appeared to these shepherds? An angel. Everybody say, whoa. Let's try that again. Whoa. Yes, the angel said to the shepherds, today in the city of David there's been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. A Savior came. Christ the Lord came at the right time, and he was unlike anyone else who had ever been born. For to us a child is born, but this was no ordinary child. He is Jesus, who would rescue and he would deliver his people. This baby Jesus grew up in wisdom and grace, and God's favor was upon him. The Bible says, and although Jesus grew up as a human, he was tired like us, he was hungry like you become and I become, he was thirsty like you sometimes become thirsty, he came to do the Father's will. He came to do a special mission, a special mission. Jesus came to save his people from their what? From their sins. Jesus came to die, and that's how the Father showed his great love for us. Isn't that amazing? The Word became flesh
and dwelt among us. Thank you, Carson. How's that smile doing? There's that smile. Good job, buddy. You can sit down. Yeah. We also learn not only that Jesus is man, but that Jesus is Savior. All right. Can I get someone back here? Who wants to come up here? You want to come up here, Silas? Silas is ready to go with a hoodie and everything. Silas, can you give us a smile? All right, Silas.
All right, Silas. You remember our verse? The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. That's right. Jesus entered our world with a mission to give his life. To give his life. Silas, how you doing? Where's that smile? There it is. All right. Boys and girls, we have all sinned. All of us. Every one of us. And we need our sins to be taken away. We need our sins to be removed from us. As sinners, we deserve the consequence of our sin. As sinners, we deserve to die because of our sin. But Jesus laid down his life. He died in our place. And do you know how much Jesus loves his own? Does he love his own this much? No. Does he love his own this much? No. Does he love his own this much? Yes. And that's why we have a cross to remind us of his great love for us, that he would die for us. That he would die for us. This is what an angel of the Lord said to Joseph. Mary will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Only Jesus can save us. Only Jesus is a Savior. Only Jesus lived a perfect life that we could never live. Silas, where's that smile again? There it is. All right, Silas, take a seat, take a seat. All right. There's another truth that we learned. A very important truth. Let's get a gal up here, right? A gal, a girl, a lady. Come on, Isabella. All right. Isabella, can you smile for us? Pretty smile. That's a great smile. All right. You're probably wondering what that is, just in case the drawing isn't clear. Look at this. What is this? Magnifying glass. What do we use a magnifying glass for? So we can see very closely, right? Very carefully. Now, when we look at Jesus' life very closely, when we look at Jesus' life very carefully, we see that he is perfect. Remember our verse? In him, there is no... In him there is no sin. All throughout Jesus' earthly life, he committed no sin. No sin. Even when Jesus was tempted, he proved to be the faithful Son who did the will of the Father. The faithful Son. Adam and Eve, what happened to them? They were tempted by Satan and they sinned, right? Right? Yes. When Jesus was tempted by the evil one, did he sin? No, he committed no sin. He did not sin. You and I sin every day because we are sinners. Jesus, on the other hand, did not sin. Jesus faithfully obeyed God all the way to the cross. All the way to the cross. And the Bible says that it was through the obedience of the one, Jesus, that we are made righteous. Only Jesus lived a life of perfect obedience. Only Jesus laid down his life as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. And there is one important truth I want you to know about Jesus. But before we go, Isabella, where's that smile? Beautiful smile, beautiful smile. Thank you. You can take a seat. All right, another lady. An
another lady from this side of the sea. Oh, yeah, you in the pink. Or is that, what color is that? Salmon, that's right. Come on here. Pink salmon, right. Come in. No, come up here. No, come on, come on, come. What's your name? What is it? Karina, beautiful name. All right, Karina, come over here. Before we, okay, show us that smile. These ladies do such a great job with the smile.
There you go. The other truth that we learned is that Jesus is God. And if it wasn't clear for you, what do you think this is?
It looks like a house. I don't know, but pretend that it's a tomb. And there's a stone that was rolled away, right? No, no, this is the stone that was rolled away. This is the empty tomb right there. You guys see that? You don't like the artistic work, do you? Okay, well,
everyone's a critic here. All right, so Jesus is God. You remember this verse? The Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's right. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is God. And the gospel message we have received tells us that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the what? On the third day according to the scriptures. So what happened on the third day? Jesus was raised from the dead, right? This was a fantastic miracle that proved that Jesus is God. Not only is the empty tomb proof that Jesus is God, but everything Jesus did, all his miracles, not only that, everything he said, and at times he would make it very clear, I and the Father are one, he would say. All of this proves that he alone is God. Only God can forgive our sins. And the Bible says that Jesus has authority on earth to forgive sins.
Where's that smile? There is that smile. Thank you so much. Go ahead, take a seat with that salmon. Now I know it's not pink, it's salmon. It's good to know these colors.
My beloved little ones,
you and I were created to worship God. Let me see those hands again.
I want you to know, you were created by God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's no one like you. And God made you for a purpose. God made you for a reason. He made you to worship him. He made you so that you could come and worship him. You were made to worship the one and true and living God that's revealed in the pages of the Bible and Scripture. Thomas, the disciple of Jesus, when he finally believed that it was Jesus who was raised from the grave, he said this, my Lord and my God. And my prayer is that you would say that too of Jesus. My Lord and my God. Everyone say it with me. My Lord and my God. Let me pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the review that we've had tonight of the wonderful truths about Jesus. Help these children to remember these wonderful, these glorious, these great truths. And we pray that they would one day come to follow you all the days of their life. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen.
Thank you. Change my heart. From you, change my will.